So Jesus is restating the Ten Commandments in one, in two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself, and stating that there is no other God. And if there are no other gods, and they would partition out the gods for certain things, certain things they wanted or needed. They thought there might be a God for each of these different things, and our Lord is revealing that he is the one God, creator of everything in the universe, and therefore we have to give all our allegiance, all of our love, all of our worship, and all of our body, mind, and heart, our whole being to God, our interior and exterior, interior and exterior, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that's not an easy thing we have to really go out of ourselves to imagine that we are in our neighbor, and to see to their needs, and to give them what we would want ourselves, and to make a lot of effort to do that, and to be in a habit of doing that, so that we are continually thinking of our neighbor and seeing to their needs. So loving God with all our being and loving our neighbor as ourselves, that's a lot of love to give, a lot of love to give, and we have to pray for that grace to do it, to be able to think of our neighbor, to be able to think of God. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit, wisdom and understanding and piety for our neighbor, loving our neighbor with such an intensity that comes from God. And so we ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to love God with our whole heart, our whole selves, which means we need to diminish our love for the world and for our selfish desires and passions, give ourselves totally to God. That's a transformation of the heart and mind, and perhaps only God can do that. We have to ask for that grace to give ourselves wholly to God, to think of him and immerse ourselves in him, in his infinite being, and bring ourselves up into him as we can see Our Lady did at the Annunciation, being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity enveloping her, and God becoming flesh in her womb. We want to kind of imagine ourselves in Our Lady in that way, immersed in Our Lady, so that she can take us up into the Trinity. To love God wholeheartedly means a lot of prayer and a lot of service, a lot of giving our will to God. So we ask God to do that in us, give us the strength and ability to love him with all ourselves and to persevere with that.
Christus.